Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. I'm your host, Tia Pugh, a speaker, businesswoman, and international mentor. I'm so glad to have you on today. You could be listening to anything in the world, but you decided to come listen to your girl for a while. So thank you. And if it's your first time listening, I appreciate you. You the bomb, girl. I hope and pray that you have had an amazing, fantastic, beautiful month of February, full of overwhelming blessings. You know me, I've been super duper busy. I've been here, I've been there, I've been a little bit of everywhere. I have a lot of amazing things in the works that you may just benefit from. So stay tuned and be on the lookout for some amazing things dropping very soon. But listen, first, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on whatever listening platform that you use so that you can be the very first person to know when a new episode drops hot off the press. Okay. Also, be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pugh Talks. And if you would like to sponsor a show to get more exposure to your business or would like to book me for your next speaking event, do please visit TiaPughTalks.com. All right. We're about to get on into this thing. So today's topic is, it's time to shift. What? Yes, it's time to shift, baby. We are in 2019, a whole new year. And you may have brought some things from last year into this year, some old habits, some old people that didn't necessarily need to come with you. And because of that, and the result of that is hurt and pain and anguish and also stopping you from reaching your full potential. So let's go ahead and jump on into this thing. The very first thing that I want to talk about is start taking risk in 2019. Do some things that aren't so comfortable for you. This is how you shift. This is how you go to the next level in your life, your business, your ministry, whatever it is that you are doing. You have to start taking some risks. But first, we have to consider a few things. The very first thing that you have to consider is the risk factor. So calculate the risk, measure the profit. What exactly is it that you can gain from this risk that you're taking? Make sure that it's not just a aimless, purposeless risk, that there is something in it for you, that there will be some value in for you, that there will be some value in it for your audience, for your people that you are reaching out to, the people that you are meant to serve. Make sure that there is something in it for you. Make sure that you are not going to lose everything as it pertains to your business, your following, your audience, your ministry, or whatever it is. Make sure that you count the cost. That's exactly what the Bible says, is that we should always count the cost. Before committing to something, you need to make sure that you measure out exactly how much this is going to cost you. So every single month, or maybe prior to the month, you sit down and you create a budget for yourself, or you create a budget for your business or whatever it is that you are doing. And you have to literally count the cost. So how much is this light bill going to be? How much is this, training going to be? How much is this flight going to be for me to be able to go to this speaking engagement? How much is all of this going to cost me? So you have to kind of weigh it out to see if it's worth it, right? You don't want to be out here just taking risk in 2019 that don't benefit you anything, that don't amount to anything. But there are some risks that you can take that are worth the cost. So let me see, for example, a risk that would be profitable for me would be to go to maybe a speaker's conference. Since I am a speaker, that would be a risk that I would be willing to take for my business, for myself, because I am a speaker and I want to get better, right? So I have to sit down and weigh the cost. This speaker conference is $9.97. So is this something that I can do? Is this actually something that would profit me? Okay, so out of this $9.97, what exactly am I getting? Am I going to learn how to book more speaking engagements? Am I going to learn how to speak better? Am I going to learn how to speak more proper, or whatever the case may be? You have to figure out what it is that you are getting out of the risk that you are taking. Yes, I am going to be taking off for a whole week out of my business. I'm going to be gone from my family to go and do this thing. But is this thing going to benefit me better in the future? Is this thing going to set me apart from the rest in my industry? What is it going to benefit me for doing this thing? And do I have enough to actually take this risk? Or will I be taking from someone else? Or will I be taking from another area of my life? And if so, is that possible? Or am I just doing crazy things for no reason? So what is my strategic plan after doing this? What am I going to benefit within the next 7 to 10 days from doing this? That's how I really like to measure things. So what's going to be my growth factor from a 7 to 10 day standpoint from taking this risk? There always has to be such an amazing response of growth, or, you know, leveling up from the risk that you are taking. Don't just be out here making some crazy decisions without counting the cost, because counting the cost is what's going to keep you, it's what's going to sustain you, and it's what's going to uphold you at the end of the day. And you're going to be able to always come back and say, well, I took this crazy risk, I spent $10,000 on X, Y, and Z, but look at the benefit that I got. Look what I got out of it. This is the amazing thing that occurred after I did that. So you have to be willing to really sit down and kind of map out what it is that you are getting out of it. Okay, you have to know that before you take a risk. But that is going to be one of the main factors and one of the main things that is going to help you shift in 2019. Hey girl, hey, I'm so glad that you are here today. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pew Talks. All right, the second thing that I really want to talk about and jump right on into is the fact that in order to shift in 2019, you are going to have to stop hanging around complacent people. Yes. You are going to have to get around some movers, some shakers, some go-getters, some ambitious women, some women that are doing things in their industry or doing things in their lane that they're called to do without regret, without looking back, without holding back, and that are not afraid to just be the woman that God has called them to be. Those are the type of women that you need to be around in this season to really create the shift in your life that you need to go to the next level. If you're the smartest person in your crew, baby, listen when I tell you, something is wrong. Something is wrong. You cannot be the smartest person in your group and expect to excel and expect to go higher and expect to do all these amazing things when you are the one constantly doing the teaching, constantly pouring out. No, baby, you need people that are going to be also pouring back into you. People that are going to be giving you honest feedback. People that have been where you're trying to go. People that are where you're at. People that have had experiences to the point where they can pour back into you and tell you, yes, no, maybe so. You need to let that go. Okay? This is very important to your overall success. This is very important to you taking yourself to the next level and creating this shift in your life that you so desperately need. Now, listen when I tell you, I myself personally have paid thousands of dollars to be in communities where people are up-leveling, where people are doing things outside of their comfort zone, where people are doing things that I aspire to do, people that are places where I'm trying to go. I have paid thousands of dollars to be in communities just like this, simply because I understand the benefit of being around like-minded people. I understand the benefit of creating an atmosphere for success. Listen, when you're around complacent people, people that are content where they are, people that aren't trying to go anywhere, people that are cool being at that level that they are at, it's almost contagious, because you will probably want to go higher. You will probably want to do more. You will probably want to do better. But when you begin to share your vision with these complacent people, they will begin to talk you out of your vision. And you don't need nobody in your life like that. Do you hear what I'm saying? You need people that are going to believe in your vision more than you believe in your vision. Now, when I was doing a lot of one-on-one coaching, I had a lot of women that had very big aspirations, right? And they would come to me and they would tell me all about their aspirations and what it is that, you know, they want to do and what it is that they want to be and what they want to create. And they would not actually believe in it. You know, this is what they wanted to do, but at the same time, they wouldn't necessarily believe in it wholeheartedly. There were still some doubts in their mind. There were still some extra concerns as to if they could really make this thing manifest for themselves. So with me being the coach, you know, I'm your number one fan. So I'm on your butt every day, constantly reminding you of what you said that you were called to be or called to do. I, as the coach, am not going to let you give up on what you said that you're called to do. I am going to push you. I am going to hold you accountable to the very thing that you said that you are called to do. Now, how would I be a good coach if I didn't stay on your butt and didn't stay behind you and push you and hold you accountable? So sometimes you need that extra push in your life. And if you have to pay for it, baby, that's okay. Because if you get to your end goal, then that's all that matters. Because the end goal is what we have in mind. The end goal is what you need. The end goal is what you're trying to get. So if you have to pay somebody to push you, to hold you accountable, to keep you on track, then that's okay. I've been there. I've done that. And that's how I've been able to become wildly successful. You know, you are going to have to invest in yourself. And sometimes your brother, sister, cousin ain't the one that is going to be able to push you and keep you accountable. You may need to go outside of your comfort zone and find somebody that you click with, that you connect with as a coach that can help you get to where you're trying to go. Your friends can only push you to the level that they are at in their own minds, okay? So if you are having your friend hold you accountable, but your friend ain't really that accountable on their own, then how does that work? How does that work? Yeah, let me tell you, it really don't. Because if they're not accountable in their own lives, how can they hold you accountable for something? You're looking at the math. Your 2 + 2 = 17. It don't work, baby. I'm telling you. So you have to make sure that you are around the people that are doing what you want to do, that are going where you want to go, that are where you want to go, so they can tell you about a few things to help you along the journey. Now, the reason you invest in such communities or coaching or things of that nature is simply because you don't want to have to deal with the learning curve. If you want to do it on yourself, by yourself, that's awesome. That's amazing. But I'm going to tell you now, it will take longer. It will take longer. I recently invested in something and it was nearly $2,000. And I invested in it simply because I know that this could fast track what I'm trying to do. Now, I could have done it on my own. I could have researched it. I could have done all these things on my own. But I was looking to fast track it, honey. I wanted to know what this person did to make it happen. And that was worth so much more than my investment. So much more. I mean, what I invested in, it should have been 10 times more. Because out of one session, honey, baby, child, I got so much good stuff. Oh my gosh. So much good stuff that me personally, honey, I would charge $10,000 for this program. Because it is thebomb.com, okay? So you have to start getting around people that are going to help you level up or get started, okay? And people that are going to help you create those desires that you've already had, that are going to help you manifest those things that you've always wanted, okay? People that are going to help you realize that this thing is actually possible, help you realize your worth and realize that just because you came from X, Y, and Z don't mean that you can't do X, Y, and Z, okay? So you need these type of people in your life. Make sure that you stop hanging around complacent people in 2019 if you truly want to shift. Don't forget to grab your Happy and Healed shirt. Visit TiaPewTalks.com and click the apparel tab to check out our shirts. All right. So the next thing that I really want to talk about is starting to implement some of the things that you have learned. Now, this is the only way that you are going to be able to really create a shift in your life is if you begin to implement some of the things that you have learned. Okay, it's not enough to just consume information. Let me tell you. It's not enough to just consume information and expect a growth. No, there's some implementation that has to take place. There are some things that you have to do. There's some work that has to be done in order to truly be able to shift. And it really starts with you. And it starts with the working part on your part. So you have to do whatever it is that you have been taught to do to create the success that you would like to have. So You have to kind of step back from consumption mode and stop taking everything in and begin to actually do the work. So you learned how to start a business. So what are the first few things that you learned? I know when you're learning things such as this, it can be a bit overwhelming because it seems like so much information is being thrown at you. There's so much information that you are being taught at once that you're like, oh my gosh, what do I implement first? I don't know the very first step to take. Simply because I've learned so much in such a short amount of time. But that's where you have to step back and you start having to make things bite-sized. You have to start creating things and making them smaller than what they have been. Because this is what is going to take you to the next level, is actually implementing what you've learned. And you will hear me say this over and over again because I want you to get this into your spirit. I want this thing to get into your subconscious. So when you are sitting around thinking like, why aren't things working out for me? Well, honey, baby, sugar, child, it's simply because you have not implemented the things that you have learned. You're constantly trying to consume more information, but you're not constantly implementing the information. So they have to go hand in hand. While you are consuming, step away and then implement and then come back and consume some more. Don't just continue to consume, because at that point you become an information junkie. You have all this information inside of you, but you're not doing anything with it. It's not helping you grow because you're not doing the things that it's telling you to do. So you paid thousands of dollars, or you paid hundreds of dollars, or you paid a few dollars, whatever it is that you paid, you need to use your investment. You need to see what you can get out of your investment. No need to just be putting out money and shelling out coins for no reason. You need to be trying to implement these things and seeing what works for you, what doesn't work for you out of it, and change things and tweak things and move, because this is what's going to get you going forward. Is actually implementing. Here I go again. Yes. Implementing the things that you have learned is what's going to take you to the next level. So don't be afraid to step back, rethink it, and begin to implement it. Some people get so upset and get so worked up because they aren't seeing the success that they feel like they paid for, or they're not seeing the success that they were promised, or they're not seeing the success that they truly want. And it kind of really goes back to you, boo-boo. Are you doing your part? Some of you have the keys that you need to be wildly successful, but you fail to do the work that is going to make you wildly successful. You're creative. You're awesome. You're amazing. You have a beautiful vision. You have a beautiful thing on your hands, but because you fail to actually put in the work that is necessary for you to go to the next level, you have yet to go to the next level. And you want to blame everybody else for the reason you have not gone higher, but at the end of the day, it's not their fault. It's not their fault. If you have purchased the keys and you have yet to put them in the ignition and turn that thing on and put your foot on the gas, then there's no way that thing is going to be able to go. So until you use the keys that you have been given by your leaders, by your peers, by your mentors, by your coach, then how do you expect to be successful? Buying the information and allowing it to sit in your inbox, or buying the information and just listening to it, is not enough to take you to the next level. There is some work that has to be done on your part. So until you decide that maybe I should go ahead and step up, maybe I should actually put some work in this thing to see if it actually works and be consistent with it, let me make sure that I add that in there, because some of you may think that if you try it one time, that thing is supposed to explode and go off, right? That thing is supposed to happen in such a major way the very first time. No, you have to be consistent with it. And with consistency comes results. So you have to make sure that you don't just do it one time and walk away. Because doing it one time and walking away is not how it works. When you go to the doctor and you have a surgery, there is a process that takes place, right? There's a process that takes place before the surgery, and there's a process that takes place after the surgery. There is a process, okay? So leading up to the surgery, you are going to the doctor, you're getting, scans and seeing exactly what's wrong, what's going on. And yes, that first appointment is not necessarily where they go in and they cut you open and they figure it out and they pull it out. No, you have to go through a process. So you go, you find out exactly what it is, and then after that, you go back again and you may have to have some more tests run because they didn't find it or they didn't see anything, and you may have to have some more tests done. And then finally they get to the nitty gritty and figure out exactly what it is, and then, oh shoot, you gotta have surgery. So look, let's plan this out, and now you have to do these necessary steps before the surgery. You have to fast, you have to do this, you have to stay off of it, you have to, you know, there are so many different things that happen before you have the surgery. Boom, now we've had the surgery and things are back in place the way they should be. But now there is a process to healing, right? There's a process to healing. We opened you wide open. You were wide open, baby, laying on the table, guts exposed to the air. So now you have to heal after that. So there's an incision that has to heal. And the inside of that incision is something that they did to make things better in there. So that has to heal. There's layers to this thing. So don't think that just because you implement it one single time that everything is going to work out the way that you see it working out in the end. There is the learning process, there's the implementing process, there's the measuring process, and then there is the boom, I made it process. And after the boom, I made it process, there is a consistency that still has to keep up. There is a scaling that has to happen so that you can go even higher. I mean, there are so many different steps to this thing. So don't think that learning and then implementing one time is what it's going to be. No, there's going to have to be some progress and some continuous work behind the scenes, sis. So if you're not ready to make this thing work, honey, and if you're not ready to do the work, then it's not going to work. Do you know a better way to start your Monday off other than prayer? Honey, join me every Monday for the Morning Manna Prayer Call. Text at TP Talks to 81010. I said, text at TP Talks to 81010 to join the VIP text line to get more information to join the call every Monday morning. All right, so the final thing that I really want to dive into that is going to allow you to create the shift in your life that you are going to need for 2019 is to stop worrying about what people think. Listen, now this has been the downfall of many. Worrying about what other people think, worrying about what other people are going to say, and worrying about how other people are going to view them after whatever, after starting their business, after going back to school, after writing their book, after telling all on social media, or after starting a ministry, after all of that bad stuff that you've done in the past, and even some of the stuff that you continue to do. I mean, people really worry about what other people are going to think and what other people are going to say. But I am telling you right now that In order to create a shift in your life, you are going to have to block out some things. And this is one of them. The noise of others and what they have to say and what they think about your life and your movements and the things that you are doing to help yourself and better yourself get farther in whatever it is that you are doing. Most of those people that have something to say about what you're doing, what you're starting, where you're going, where you're headed, are absolutely miserable. Okay, they're absolutely miserable and they are unhappy within their relationships, within their lives, within their careers. So they would love to see you be miserable as well, because why can't we just all be miserable together? Why do you have to be successful and I have to stay here and be miserable? I was talking about this the other day with one of my mentees about how there are people configuring whole meetings surrounding you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whole meetings surrounding you, trying to figure out how the heck did you make it out of the same neighborhood that I made it out of? How the heck did you make it out of the same block that I made it off of? And you became wildly successful and I'm not. How did that work? Well, that goes back to some implementation, some investing, some taking risks, and various things that we've talked about today. So you have to move past what everybody else is worried about and worry about what you need to be worried about, which is the success of your business, which is the success of whatever it is that you are starting and that you are planning to put out in the earth. Okay. You cannot be focused on everyone else's opinion about you, because at the end of the day, everyone's opinion about you does not matter. Let me say that again. Everyone's opinion about you does not matter at the end of the day. Let me tell you, when I started my t-shirt line, there were so many people that talked bad about my designs. There were so many people that said, nobody's going to buy that shirt because it's too high. Nobody's going to, want to wear that shirt because of X, Y, and Z. Oh, that's a stupid design. Oh, that doesn't make sense. This, that, and the other. But now here we are. Thousands. Do you hear me? Thousands of shirts sold later. And I did it. I did it. And not only did I do it, I did it in such a major way that everybody that had something to say negative had to shut up. They had to shut up because what they said did not happen. It was actually the total opposite. Everything actually worked out in my favor. Now, had I been so worried and so consumed with what those people had to say about me and me starting a business and me going after the very thing that God told me, I would have never started. I would have never grown. I would have never expanded my brand to what it is today had I listened to every single thing that everybody else had to say. At some point, you have to cut out the noise. At some point, you have to move beyond what everybody is talking about, because everybody don't know what they're talking about. Unfortunately. And just because things didn't work out for them, honey, don't mean things aren't going to work out for you. There are some people that have probably tried the very same thing that you are trying to do right now, but things didn't work out for them. But there's a distinct difference between you and them, your business and them, what God has for you and them. There is a difference, and you are different alone. So don't listen to what everybody else has to say. If God told you something, God told you that it's going to happen, it can happen, He's going to do it for you, then step out on faith and do that thing. Don't worry about what brother, cousin, sister, daddy, uncle, them said. Because if God said, honey, and His word has reigned over everything, do you hear me? Over everything, it's going to happen for you and it's going to work out for your good. But you have to be willing to move beyond what the people are saying. Move beyond what the people are saying and forget about what they're talking about, because it does not align with what God said. Okay? So you have to make the conscious decision to kill the noise and get to what it is that God has called you to do. Listening to other people and worrying about what they think about you has killed more of your dreams than anything. I know for a fact, listening to other people and not doing what I know that I was called to do has killed more of my vision than anything else. So this is really something that I had to address on today. And also, when you think about it, a lot of those people that are talking against your vision or talking against whatever it is God's called you to do, they're not even the people that you're meant to serve. Because at the end of the day, you're not meant to serve everybody. You ain't for everybody, and that's okay. And you need to be content in that and okay with that. You were not made for everybody. Everybody is not going to like you. Everybody's not going to want your assistance. Everybody isn't going to want to buy your t-shirt. And that's okay. But there is a very specific audience that will and will flock to it and will love it and will pour into you and that will support you and that will be there for you. I must tell you that some of my biggest fans are people that I've never met. Some of my biggest fans are people straight from the internet, straight from social media. Those are some of my biggest fans, some of my biggest supporters, okay? So you have to really think about this. Are these people, even the people that I'm supposed to serve, that are speaking negatively of me? Then you also have to factor in, these people are miserable. They have never done anything. They have never established anything. They have never made anything. They have never done what it is that you're trying to do. And maybe they have. It just wasn't successful. So they want to go ahead and talk down on what it is that you want to do. Because I've been there, done that. It ain't going to happen for you because it didn't happen for me. But the devil is a lie in the name of Jesus, because there's a different calling. There's a different covering. And there is something different on your life than theirs. Okay? So don't be afraid to do what it is that God has called you to do, regardless of what people are saying and regardless of what people are thinking about you. All right, let us go boldly before the throne of grace on today to really pray for this shift to really manifest in our lives. Father God, we thank you so much for this day, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up with activity of our limbs. You are absolutely amazing, God. You are a sovereign God. We thank you for being God and head over our lives. We thank you for creating some amazing things inside of us and giving us vision and purpose and destiny, Lord God. Thank you so very much, God. I just ask that you would help us continue to walk the path that you have set for us, God, and continue to stay focused on that which you have called us to do, God. So I speak against any distractions, anything that may come against us and going forth in our destinies, going forth in what it is that you have called us to do. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. I send it back to the pits of hell in which it came, Lord God. Teach us how to take the necessary risk that we need to take to better ourselves in this season, Lord God. Teach us how to count the cost of the risk that we commit to, Lord God, so that we will take the right risk and not just aimlessly out here risking it all for no reason, God. Teach us how to measure exactly what it is that we are supposed to do in this season and see the growth manifest in our lives, Lord God. I ask that you will please position us around movers and shakers, God. Go-getters, people that are doing things, women that are ambitious about that which you have called them to do and walking on that path, God, relentlessly, not giving up, not looking back, but moving forward into the very thing that you have called them to do. do, Lord God. Position us in communities that can pour into us and help us get to where it is that we are going, Lord God. Let us not be consumers of information and not implementators in this season, God. Teach us how to implement the information that we have already been given and put the keys that we already have in the ignition and start the vehicle and get going in the direction that you would have us go in, Lord God. We thank you so much for all that you have done in this season, God. We thank you so much that you continue to do, God. We thank you for helping us stay focused on the very thing that you have called us to do, Lord God. I bind those words that have been spoken over our lives that do not align with your word and your purpose for our life. I bind those and I break the chains right now in the name of Jesus. Enemy, take your hands off. You have no authority in their life. You have no authority over our hearts. You have no authority over our vision. You have no authority over our destiny. You have no authority, period, in the name of Jesus. So back off, back down, pull away, get out our face. You have no place. You have no place. There is no room for you here. You have to flee. You have to go. You and your kingdom be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. And that's exactly why you're so fearful of us, because you know that we are coming to tear down your kingdom in a major way, and that we will do that which God has called us to do. We will be successful. We will have the riches. We will have more than enough. We will be blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for manifesting this prayer, God. We thank you for allowing this thing to come forth, God. We thank you for the access. Hallelujah. We thank you for the access that we have to you, God. And if anybody on here does not know you, Jesus, I ask that they will come to know you, that they will confess their sins, that they will commit and say that you have died on the cross for them, and that they will give their life wholly over to you, and they will commit to that which you have called them to do. God, I ask that you will provide strength. I ask that you will provide hope, that you will provide peace in the time of trouble, God. I ask that you will bring back to the remembrance that you are an ever-present help in the time of trouble, and that they can come to you when they are heavy, when they are laden, and they can get rest. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. That your yoke is easy and your burden is light, and that they can cast every care that they have onto you, because you care for us, God. Oh, how we love you. Oh, how we bless your name. Oh, how we magnify you, Father, on today. It's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that we do pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hey, 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 I'm your host, Tia Pugh. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pugh Talks. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can be the very first to know when a new episode drops. If you have any questions, do please email us info@tiapughtalks.com. Let me leave you with this. Never give up on your dreams because someone else's dream did not work out. Okay? Remember that forever and ever, sis. That came straight from your sis, Tia Pugh Talks. I love you so very much. Until next time, peace.